Hey friend, welcome to your safe place to begin redesigning midlife. Do you know deep inside that it is time to start focusing on your health and wellness, but have no idea where to start? Do you wake up every morning saying, I'm starting today, and end it with, I'll start again tomorrow? I'm Leslie, and when I turned 50, I felt the same and longed for some sense of self-control and new confidence in who I was becoming in midlife. I finally realized that the change I needed was up to me. In this podcast, you are going to find everything you need to build your healthiest midlife today, to live happier and longer tomorrow. So embrace being a beginner again, open your heart to change, and let's get to redesigning. Hey, everybody, and welcome to your Monday morning workout motivation. Now, I had something all planned out for this week, and so you'll probably get to hear that next week. But I was scrolling through Facebook this morning and saw a status of a friend that surprised me a little bit, but it also sounded very familiar. Now, I won't read the post because I haven't cleared with her to do that, but I'm going to paraphrase a little bit. She talked about her negative self-talk getting worse the older that she gets. How when she looks in the mirror, all she sees is the gray hair, the wrinkles, the weight she's, I guess, put on, and that she hates that that's what she sees when she looks in the mirror. She wants more self-confidence and motivation to get her old self back. So we're going to talk about this for a minute. Does what she's saying sound familiar to you? I mean, it totally does to me. None of us, when we look in the mirror, do we see that 25-year-old anymore. I mean, when I look in the mirror, I definitely see my wrinkles and I see that under neck thingy that's starting to happen. And I get frustrated, just like everybody, that it is harder and harder to keep weight off or to lose some of those pounds that have found their way to my middle. But you know, we're never going to be 25 again. And we're never going to be 35 again. We're never going to be whatever age it is that we think we should be, or we think back to when we felt that we were at our best. We're never going to be that age again. You know what they say, youth is wasted on the young. When we are a certain age, we don't realize how good we have it. But what is young, really? I mean, there are 70 and 80 year olds probably that are looking at your 40, 50, 60-year-old self and thinking that you are young and wish this they still look like they were your age. So the goal isn't to not age. We are all going to get older if we're lucky. The goal is to age well. And that starts with treating yourself well, mind and body. And those things are completely within our control and don't cost much, if anything, really. It's just about the decision to do it and then the choices that we make every day. Every choice you make is not going to be the right one or the best one because nobody's perfect. But the more that you're aware of the choices that you have and that you acknowledge the choices that you are making, whether they're good or whether they're bad, you will begin to take back some control. You know, working out and getting in routine exercise is one of those crucial choices that you need to make every day. You know that you're going to benefit from doing it on a regular basis. So each day you have to choose it. It's not a one and done thing. You can't work out on a Monday and be good till next Monday. It's a do it, go to sleep, wake up the next day, do it again, and so on. And when you're consistent with it, little by little, you will begin to see your confidence building through trusting that you're doing the very best thing for you. You're building trust that you are keeping a commitment that you have made to yourself. Now, if this isn't motivation to get you moving on a Monday morning, I don't know what is. So thanks for checking in for this short little mojo episode. And remember to show it some love by rating and reviewing at the bottom of the show page. And let me know if it has helped you get, if it has helped get you moving this week. Now, I'm passing along all kinds of good vibes to you. And when your motivation starts to slow down this week, because that's what happens, we're always motivated and then it wanes and we either continue on or we don't. So when your motivation starts to slow down this week, imagine me in your ear telling you how you can make the right choice, that you're strong, and that you absolutely deserve to take care of yourself to the best of your ability. So, till next time, wishing you all good choices, a good workout week, and I will see you again soon. Bye.